WDOH officials filed the newest claim against Alfred Fairbanks in November after he prescribed a patient 220 Vicodin pills in 2 months back in 2008. This was despite pharmacists allegedly telling Fairbanks the man had gotten more painkillers from an emergency room prescription just 3 days prior. The charges go on to say the dentist allegedly never searched for evidence of a possible addiction and failed to record any treatment plan after pulling each of the man's teeth. Fairbanks first had his license suspended by the DOH in 2001 after poorly restoring two patients' teeth, one of which had no evidence of it being necessary, and the other needed to be redone by a different dentist. Records show he failed to serve his 30-day suspension within the parameters given by the agency, along with never reimbursing the patient for the improper care, and was given a 60-day license suspension and fined $5,000. DOH officials eventually fined Fairbanks $25,000 total and temporarily pulled his credentials again after he extracted six patients' teeth without informed consent and failed to keep proper medical records. Dr. Fairbanks could not be reached for comment. Alfred Fairbanks' son, Dr. Jonathan Fairbanks, runs a separate practice within the same building, but was not implicated in any of the allegations. Officials say the elder Fairbanks will have 20 days to respond to the charges. For Inland Northwest News, I'm James Dawson.